Good morning. Very few adults get a chance to put their ears next to a little child telling Santa Claus what he or she may want for Christmas. And here is our chance.
Oh, you tell Santa Claus all that you want, huh? What is it, darling? What do you want? You want a dolly, huh? You want a carriage, huh? You want a big carriage, huh?
He's looking for a baby doll, honey.
Want a baby doll? Look, you don't want to cry with Santa Claus.
Tell him a baby doll.
Come on, let me see your smile, huh? Come on,
smile,
let me see
your
smile.
Ahead,
come on, let me see. Huh? Oh, go ahead, darling.
Say you want a baby doll, honey. Say
baby,
baby
doll.
A new baby?
All right, he wants a baby doll, yeah?
All right. She get a boomerang.
She has to get a balloon.
You want another balloon? All right.
See, Santa Claus is going to give you a balloon.
Ooh, look at that.
First, you have to say please first.
Ooh, that blow up like that.
Say please.
Isn't that nice? That's
something. Now, say please first.
There you are, darling.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Hello,
sweetheart.
Not all children have as much difficulty in saying what they'd like.
And I'd like to have all the toys that I want. And this is what I want for my Christmas. A Build-A-Bot watch, a fire engine, a motorcycle, and a locomotive train, and some baseball gloves, bat, a baseball, and I want a basketball. I want a basketball suit, and I want my own yard to play in.
We not only see Santa Clauses in the department stores, but there are many, many Santa Clauses in the streets, ringing bells like this. They stand next to their chimneys, and many, many times you'll see children come up and speak to these Santa Clauses. Well, I've interviewed several of them, and I thought you might like to hear how they feel about doing this kind of work.
How long do you do it for?
What, you mean each day?
Each year or each day?
Well, they do it from right after Thanksgiving till Christmas Eve. And each day you start at 9 o'clock and stop at 6.
Does the work pay well?
In what way do you mean?
Money-wise.
You get a fair day's wages, yes.
Yeah. And what sort of response do you have from people? Do you ever have any unusual incidents or anything?
Well, children, you know, Well, I get a kick out of it. It's fine. I have a lot of fun with the children. Try not to disappoint them, that's all.
Do you have any children of your own or grandchildren?
No, I don't.
And a very interesting thing is what these Santa Clauses do during the summer. A lot of them do this.
What do you do the rest of the year?
I work for the ice cream company and sell ice cream, you know. With a push car, but then I make a hell of a lot, you know, but the way I think is now.
Yeah.
See? Has to
be. Do you like this work?
Well, I don't like it, but I have to do. I have to do, if I want to eat.
These are the street Santa Clauses. Here's an interview with a Santa Claus who has one of the top Santa Claus jobs. This is Santa Claus in Bloomingdale's.
And then I bring them down here and I distribute them, see? And then I have an awful lot of helpers. There's a terrific amount of helpers. And all these people you see around in these different stores, they're just my helpers. There's only one real Santa Claus.
That's you?
That's me.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, off and on, I guess quite a few years. I was here last year, too. And then prior to that, I was also A&S for about 4 or 5 years. And we started a complete renaissance. This is an awful thing here.
Yeah. What do you do the rest of the year?
Oh, I'm an actor by profession. Now, I mean, off and on, I've been doing a lot of television and a lot of picture work. And
what do you like best about the work?
Well, I like the kiddies. I'm very fond of children, and I think the expression that they have on their faces when they come up and see this character is just unbelievable. Some of them are very frightened, and others are very loving toward the character. And I think it's a symbol for something very beautiful in their lives if they can remember this man is nothing but for good. And I think that if the parents will gradually educate the child prior to his coming up and telling him what this character is, I think it helps a great deal. It takes a lot of the fear out of it, and a lot of the horror of seeing this man with all this whiskers on his face, don't you see, for the first time.
Do you find any cynical children?
Yes, but not very many over here. To be surprisingly, the very well-behaved children here. But over in Brooklyn, in those places, there is a tendency to be a little wisecracking and all that. But the average age here, I should imagine, is about 2.5 to 3, see. And there's quite a few babies that come up, too.
Do they talk up to you at that age?
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. Of course, you have to encourage them to a great extent. You know, they feel a little timid about it. But I mean, as I say, it's a great psychological effect, I mean, to... Yes, it is. So it's the joy that you get out of it. That, of course, it's rather a trying profession, I mean, because just being seated here under this heat and everything else.
That's a story of Santa Claus's in New York at Christmas time. See you soon.